This is program number LW2626. Superstition. How many superstitions can you think of? We live in a world filled with superstitions, in a world filled with superstitious people. Hi, this is Larry West. Never open an umbrella indoors. Don't spill any salt. That's bad luck. Never walk under a ladder. Never drink out of a cracked glass. And by all means, watch out on Friday the 13th. The entire day may be unlucky to you. Superstitions. It's amazing how many superstitions control, and really that's what they do. They control a lot of our lives. But superstition is not something unusually ours. Did you know, for example, that in Scotland, three swans flying together mean a national disaster? That's according to the superstition, anyhow. Red and green should not be worn together. It's unlucky to stand with your back to the edge of the door. It's unlucky to throw vegetables onto the fire. Vegetables. Love letters should never be mailed on Christmas Day. Carrying a spade through the house means, so says the superstition, that a grave will soon be dug. Now, that's in Scotland. In Iceland, it's unlucky to shoot a seabird that follows a boat. Also there, an unmarried man or woman who sits at the corner of a table will not marry for 7 years. A pregnant woman in Iceland who drinks from a cracked cup is risking her baby having a hair lip. In Holland, when touching wood, it's necessary to touch the unpainted underside of, say, a table. Otherwise, it's bad luck. People with red hair in Holland bring misfortune, too. In China, any death by accident or foul play is to be feared, since the ghost may seek revenge on the seventh night. Sweeping out a house expels all good fortune, especially if it's done on the Chinese New Year. In Nigeria, sweeping a house at night brings bad luck, but a good sweeping first thing in the morning gets rid of evil spirits. I guess they just sort of pile in there overnight. In Japan, a comb picked up with the teeth facing the body is unlucky. If you kill a spider there in the morning, that destroys a human soul. Also in Japan, most cats, of course, bring bad luck. It's amazing how superstitions control our lives, not just in our own nation, but in other nations around the world. Even sailors are superstitious. I guess they're among the most superstitious. During the days of ancient mariners, it was believed that dead mariners were reincarnated in the bodies of seagulls. And if one of these birds appeared over the ship in mid-ocean, it was a sign that storms were coming. And that's only one superstition of thousands for sailors. Actors and actresses are some of the most superstitious people in the world. For example, if an actor uses soap that belongs to a lucky colleague, it's thought that some of the luck may rub off on him. To abandon something lucky, on the other hand, is awfully risky. So he who leaves the soap behind in a dressing room may never be employed again. The actor John Wayne liked to appear with his lucky six gun he used in his first Western called The Big Trail, made way back in 1931. James Stewart wore his lucky hat all through his career, even when it began to fall to pieces. Well, I could go on and on. It's amazing how superstitions actually control our lives. You know, superstition is strictly something that depends upon luck. And luck depends upon chance. And chance is that which happens by accident. Really, do things happen by accident? Well, if they do, silly superstitions really wouldn't be silly. But I'm so glad that the Bible says that it's God, who is alive, who's close, and who, according to the Bible anyway, who works all things after the counsel of his own will. That is a Bible statement. He works all things after the counsel of his will. Things don't happen by accident. God is in control. I'm glad. Because with God, you see, we can know that those things that are in control are for our own good. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life? It's yours for the asking. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.